With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So if you're an Uber driver, you might want to cover your ears.
Wow, right?
It is time to tell stories of Uber.
Yeah.
Things that have happened in an Uber. Now, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Uber, congratulations.
Right.
You've become the Kleenex of ride sharing services.
You have. That's a great thing.
It is. When people say ride share, they may be getting in a Lyft. They may be getting in a cab. They may be getting in anything else.
We just say
Uber.
Uber it.
So we want to hear your Uber horror stories, but it can be in a Lyft, it can be in a cab, it can be in anything. Just so don't be mad, Uber. But by the way, most of the headlines we have here are actually Uber stories.
Uber, yeah.
But if you've got a horrifying story that happened in an Uber, we'd love to talk to you. The first story is this viral video that's been going around. An Uber passenger says the driver's steering wheel popped off in her hands mid-ride.
Now, this is like an accident. She was caught off guard, or this is something you can actually do.
The driver can be seen turning the steering wheel left and right while a variety of lights blink on her dashboard of the stopped car. Thankfully, the car is stopped.
Ooh.
Then she can be seen lifting the wheel off the steering column and trying to put it back in place.
Okay.
So it's like it was unscrewed. There was something wrong with the steering wheel.
Huh.
She struggles with the steering wheel. She can be heard saying, okay. The passenger then removes themselves from the situation.
Right.
Didn't give her a tip and gave her 0 stars on the app.
Well, it's not like she was okay. Know your tools, faulty equipment. All right.
Do you get to be an Uber driver if your car's held together by duct tape? Probably not the best day to be an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Another Jersey woman. This is Uber. It's not Lyft. But we would take Lyft. Anyway. She got home. She found out her Uber driver tipped himself $100 and gave himself 5 stars. And this is diabolical.
Wait, how do you?
So they were going to the airport or something. And, you know, you know the way to the airport, right? From you're on 225 and you get on Pena. Mm-hmm. And then you get off. Like, the dude takes an obvious wrong turn. And she's like, wait, no, you need it. And he's like, oh, God, my nav isn't working up here. She's like, oh, I've got it on my phone. Because the Uber, so she hands him her phone, and then he just goes, tip, 100, 5 stars, drives him to the airport, hands it back. So then the next time you get in the app, you typically get asked, how would you like to rate Steve, your last driver? That screen didn't come up.
Wow.
So she starts digging into it. He had tipped himself and rated himself a 5-star ride.
The first 2 times that I took Uber, I didn't know how to work it. I just handed my phone to the here. Give yourself juice up, whatever you need.
Exactly. Yeah. He didn't even have to trick you. It's just like, do your worst, sir.
Because I don't know. You go do it. Wow. Brilliant.
It is a really, he is no longer an Uber.
What?
Here's another story. Now, this is from the opposite. By the way, we would take Uber drivers.
Yes.
You can rat us out if
Heck
you want.
Yeah.
An Uber driver picked up a kid passenger.
Illegal, you're not supposed to.
I want to know that that's true.
Mm-hmm. I was told when the first driver I ever took with an Uber, I was talking to the driver. And he goes, the number one clientele I haul are children. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, it's parents in the morning. I don't want to take their kids to school. They call me. I go, isn't that illegal? He goes, way illegal. But they're good tippers. So everyone looks the other way.
Because I've always wondered, like, if I don't have time to take my kids to school, can I just call an Uber?
Not supposed to. But if you tip well, they will.
Apparently, he picked up a young kid by himself. Ride went great. After the trip, the kid filed a false police report against the Uber driver, said the driver was speeding and acted belligerently during the ride. Then the Uber driver got warned by Uber, got warned by the police. The driver defended himself and sent Uber a record of the trip. And apparently, the Uber app can tell you exactly how fast you were going the whole time.
Wow.
He had an average speed of 21 miles per hour.
Dang.
So the kid,
little snot,
the kid just didn't want to pay the $13.
Oh, so ruin this guy's
career. He tried. Now this kid is banned. I mean, this kid's like a 12-year-old kid, and for the rest of his adult life,
uh-huh,
he doesn't get to be an Uber kid.
Uh-huh.
Good luck later drinking at the bars downtown. Another person said, this is a Lyft driver. One time had a Lyft driver tell us it was tequila time, pulled out a bottle and shot glasses, had us all take a shot, including the driver.
No.
Absolutely. I remember being in an Uber where the driver moved his seat farther back so we could hear our conversation.
That's right.
And we were whispering. He's like, that sounds terrible. So what are you going to do about that? And you're like, dude, we're talking about this is an A and B kind of conversation. You need to
shut up.
See your way out of it. Another dude had his feet up on the dash. These are my Uber stories. He had his feet up on the dash, had a cut off seatbelt that he had plugged into the thing so that it wouldn't beep the whole time. And his car reeked of the And okay, so let me ask you this. Would you rate that guy badly? Because he knows where you live and where he last dropped you off. So I tipped him and rated him 5 stars.
I forgot about that. They know where we dwell.
Absolutely. He picked me up at my house.
Five. If they get tens.
He's a 1,000-point driver.
The greatest driver ever, right?
Of
there.
All time. He's the Mario Andretti of Uber drivers. All right, so we're gonna turn it over to you. We know you've got some stories. It can be Lyft, it can be Uber. It doesn't happen, but we're just calling it Uber. If you've got an Uber story, we wanna hear it. Letitia?
Yay.
Uber.
Hey guys, so I'm actually the driver.
Oh boy.
I drive for Uber. I had a gentleman get in my car. I was taking him from downtown Denver all the way to Southwind. He was super intoxicated, and the whole time he let me know that my name and his native tongue translated to you're ugly, and he kept asking me if I was ugly over and over for about 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
What?
What's his native tongue?
Oh God, I don't even
Pig
remember.
Latin.
Right? He's just a drunk a-hole. Right. You know where I come from? That means ugly. Great. How do you not, as an Uber driver, when you got somebody drunk, how do you not brake check and put their face against the back of a seat? Because I would...
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't.
Nice. Good for you. And your name is pretty.
Your name is awesome. Thank you, Letitia.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you and I, we have zero customer service skills and zero patience. And dealing with people, you're picking up people at the one name bars in Lodo, and it's like, hey, Steve, how do you do? What time did you start? Slam their face into the back of the seat. They are passed out. You don't have to deal with them. Pick up the next person, roll them out wherever. Oh, Elizabeth.
Yay.
Uber.
So I was in Texas with my best friend, and we had just gotten out of this midnight movie, so we took an Uber home. And the guy was Mediterranean. He decided to tell us a joke on the way home.
I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up a little bit. The Uber driver was playing a joke?
Yeah, he was trying to tell us a joke.
Oh.
But his GPS wasn't working, so he's like, hey, can you give me directions? So as we're giving him directions, he keeps talking over us, so we can't tell him the right ways to turn. And eventually, he starts taking really sharp turns whenever we tell him to turn. And he's like, hey, is this your house? And it was, but we're like, no, we're a couple blocks down. So we had him drop us off a couple blocks down and walked home.
Who are these?
I don't know.
How come you tell? What does
this? I need closure, though. Was the joke funny?
No, I didn't even get it.
All it did was screw everything up. It's just this, this drive. Shut up and drive.
Some Uber drivers, I think, do it because they're
bored. They think they're performing.
They're lonely.
They think I'm a talent scout, and they're going to...
Dude, do you remember? I'm in the car, and the dude, and he was actually good, but he goes, you like hip-hop? I'm like, I like all music. So he starts playing a Jimi Hendrix song. I'm like, oh, I know that song. I'm like, cool. And he's like freestyling over the top of it. And I'm
he was doing a rap.
Yes. And I'm like, I can't get you a record contract.
Yeah, why are you doing this?
I'm not Simon Cowell.
Yeah, who are
you? I'm just trying to get the bar. Susie?
Yay.
Yay.
Uber.
So So I was on my way to work. My car was in the shop. I picked up an Uber, and the Uber driver just knows the address. We're talking. I'm on my way, and he's like, so where do you work? And I told him I work for a dispensary. He proceeds to pull over, drop me out, and tell me that I needed to get a job where I wasn't corrupting people, and left me on the side of the road.
What?
He was morally offended by what you do for a living and left you?
Yes, and this happened last Wednesday.
What? I didn't know that. What?
What?
You can't just...
And have them come and pick me up. And I called Uber, and Uber said that they deactivated him immediately.
Wow. What? That guy needs to smoke up.
Dude, no, I thought he was going to get out of the car and go in and buy some stuff from you. Right. This is even worse. Thank you, Susie.
What?
Oh, my God. John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Uber.
Yeah. So... I'm actually a gold member Uber driver, and last week I was up in Boulder, dropped this pretty drunk guy off, but he was awesome. And he was like, hey, are you okay with harnesses? And that's not really what you want to hear at 2:45. So I'm like, yeah, maybe. And he was like, come on, man, you were in the Navy, we talked well. So I'm like, all right, what do you got going on? So I drove him up to Boulder to his house, which was giant. And he walks me up, like, the ladder to this, like, awesome treehouse thing. He's like, yeah, just jump into this harness. So I do it. And it's like a 600-yard zip line in the middle of nowhere.
What? He let you zip line at his house?
Wow.
Yeah.
You let a drunk man put a harness on you and assumed that the Into the Darkness wasn't going to lead into a pit where you put lotion on your skin.
There is that.
I wouldn't do any of that.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.